Welcome to Causeline Medical Practice. Demand for our services is currently very high. If your call is urgent and you feel someone's life is in danger, please hang up and dial 999. If you have a minor illness, a pharmacy is the first place you should go for advice. You can visit any community pharmacy to receive this service for expert help in treating conditions such as sore throats, earache, coughs and colds, along with common clinical conditions such as urinary tract infections in females. If the pharmacy can't resolve your issue, or if you require specialist assessment, they can refer you to other healthcare teams. A useful source of health and care information can also be found on the NHS Inform website, the self-help guide to help you find the most appropriate service for your needs. This can be found at www.nhsinforum.scot. We are a multidisciplinary team here at Causeline Medical Practice. You will be required to explain the nature of your medical problem to the member of the admin team so that we can direct you to the most appropriate person. Please press 1 if you wish to speak to a member of our admin team, or press 2 to be put through to the district nursing team. Thank you.
Speaking, how can I help?
Hi there, I'm calling on behalf of one of our clients from MMA Legal with regards to a subject access request.
Okay, who's the patient?
Sarah Lawson.
And you're calling from?
MMA Legal.
And what's the patient's date of birth?
210977.
And your AMA Legal, did you say?
MMA, Mike Alton.
MMA. Right, okay, hold on a second.
Thank you.
Highland speaking.
Hi there, is this for Causeline Medical Practice?
It is, yeah. You're phone regarding Sarah Lawson?
Yes.
Is that for our medical records? Or?
Yes, it was.
Yeah. And when did you send it?
The 28th of April.
Where is it you're calling from?
MMA Legal.
If you hold on.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hi. So how did you send it through email or?
Did, yeah.
You did. Just having a wee look. I can't see. anything at all. Because usually if they get sent to email, they get emailed to one of the secretaries and we print it off and then we deal with it kind of thing. But
do you want me to tell you the email we sent it to?
Yeah, please.
It was fife.costlaneReception@nhs.scot.
Yes, that is the right one. So I don't know what's happened. Is there any way you can email it again and I'll get onto it ASAP kind of thing? I don't know what's happened to it.
It's a bit of an awkward one, isn't it? Because I can resend it, but it pushes our client back another month. And it's really sensitive details. And this was sent originally on the 28th of April.
I just don't know what's happened. Like I said, it wouldn't take a month to get... I would deal with it kind of thing ASAP. I can get it done. Obviously, it's I don't know what's happened to it. It's our mistake, so I don't know where it's went to.
Yeah.
But I just checked my emails to see if we've received it. I've been sick. Because usually it comes into the generic email and then... whoever does the emails that day, whatever, they would send it to one of the secretaries.
Mm.
And I've not got anything in my emails, maybe that I've missed or anything, but there's nothing at all. So I don't know what's happened to it. But like I said, if you were to email it over today, I can get on the case today and tomorrow kind of thing and get it done.
Okay.
For
no,
you.
Yeah, I can do that.
Do that. Do you want to even send it to myself, like just directly to me?
I can do, yeah, that would be great.
Yeah.
Can I take, give me one
yeah.
second and I'll just update it. Yeah.
So, because normally, I'm just thinking, normally when we get any requests in, we have to phone the patient. We like okay it with the patient, even though they have signed the mandate, we have to make sure they are happy for us to send out the details. But we don't send it directly to you. We have to get the patient to pick it up and send it off.
See, we can't be doing that because we have the legally binding mandate that states we act on their behalf, so the documents do need to come to us.
But our protocol, we don't do that with any solicitor. That's the only thing. So I don't know if maybe there'd be a problem that way.
Can you not even send them over email?
We don't do that, no.
No. Yeah, that would be an issue. Just it's with the Scottish Redress Scheme, so it is quite traumatising anyways for our client. And then when they have to receive these and... send them out themselves and stuff, it just adds further stress and trauma, and some of them don't want their records, so it's unfair to send them to them when we're requesting them, so we would expect them to come to ourselves.
Right. I'd have to check with my practice manager because that's like not our protocol. But if you send it over to me, I'll speak to the practice manager and I'll let you know.
Yeah, can I take your email?
Yep, so it's Lynne, L-Y-N-N-E.
Yeah.
Dot Mitchell.
Is that... M-I-T-C-H-E-L.
Double L.
Double L.
Two.
Two.
At nhs.scot.
That's just one T, isn't it?
Scott, yeah.
Perfect. All right. Thank you very much for that. I'll send that over now.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks. Bye.